Esteemed citizens of the Republic, this is Klaus Holtzman speaking. Civilians often ask me, Klaus, how can the doctrines of the People's Army be of any use to me, a member of the proletariat or management class? To which I say, you don't need to be a soldier to benefit from a soldier's experience. This is why I'm going to teach you the Holtzman method. Five vital pillars of action for taking command of your own life. Please listen closely, as attention is mandatory. Do I have your undivided attention? Superb. Then we'll proceed. Pillar one, self-discipline. When you win the morning, you win the day, which is why every day should be christened with a brisk 4:30 a.m. start, giving you time to make your bed, organize your living area, then clean and press your uniform, just in time for a 5 a.m. breakfast. I personally recommend eschewing decadence in favor of a hearty gruel. This is the foundation of all the following steps. Pillar 2. Diplomacy. Sun Tzu once said that the supreme art of war is to subdue one's enemies without fighting. If you wish to follow my example, then you should spend an hour practicing your rhetorical skills in front of the mirror each morning, and closely observing the people in your life to compile extensive files of compromising information on each one. These will make them far more amenable to verbal persuasion, I assure you. Pillar 3. Take care of your appearance. I believe it was Machiavelli who once opined that men judge generally more by the eye than the hand, which is why maintaining appearances is of utmost importance. It's why I introduced a policy of severe flogging for military officers seen with creased uniforms, and why I spend at least 30 minutes each morning oiling my moustache. Pillar 4. Confidence. It was the great Napoleon Bonaparte who coined the phrase, impossible is a word only to be found in the dictionary of fools. A sentiment I very much agree with, which is why I have it inscribed in Latin above my desk. There is no use in the military for people without adequate self-belief. It's for that reason that soldiers using the word impossible around me don't tend to endure for very long. Perhaps a little more than a strange coincidence, don't you think? Oh. And finally, pillar 5. Maintain a vision. Without the vision of a goal, a man cannot manage his own life, much less the lives of others. One of my personal inspirations, Genghis Khan, once said that a man without vision is a sorry man indeed. And if you'll forgive me for a moment of sentiment, nothing helps me take on the day with a spring in my step quite like ruminating on the grand plans I have for this country. Plans I'm hoping to actualize sooner rather than later. And that concludes today's presentation. I assume you found the process edifying, yes? And just to ensure that you did indeed pay attention, would you care to repeat pillar 2 back to me? Oh, shame. Terrible shame. Gentlemen,